The hit Broadway musical Rent made it to the small screen last night on Fox TV.
Rent is live, and it starts right now.
The show, originally staged in 1996, is about struggling artists trying to survive in New York's East Village, many living with AIDS. Broadcasting musicals live has become a new format for network TV. And this time, one of the big stars got a big break, just not the kind actors normally hope for.
A visit to the hospital confirmed that Brendan Hunt, our Roger, has broken his foot.
Not a leg, just a foot. The show still went on, though not quite as it had been billed. Here to talk more about it is NPR's Glenn Weldon. Hey there, Glenn.
Hey, Audie.
So, as we said, this was supposed to be live. Uh-huh. This accident happens. So what exactly went to air last night?
Most of what we saw, just about everything, was pre-recorded. It was the dress rehearsal from the previous night. The very last part of the show, the big finale, was live. 525,000 moments old. You saw poor actor Brendan Hunt, that poor kid, with his foot propped up on a table at center stage. They also brought back the original off-Broadway cast to sing Seasons of Love, and that was live as well.
Why didn't they have understudies? Help me understand how this works.
This is exactly what I thought. That's the question I had, until I was corrected by a friend who actually works on Broadway. He told me that you don't train your understudies, generally speaking, until after opening night, when all the decisions are made, because you're just changing everything at the last minute. So you wait until everything is locked, and then you start training up your understudies. Now, they had a great ensemble, and they could have tapped somebody to take over the role for the night, I suppose, but this production was really ambitious and complicated. It was performed in the round on multiple stages with multiple levels with cameras zooming around. And in this song, you can kind of hear the density of what was happening. It's all about the blocking in a situation like that. So if you threw somebody in there, it'd just be like sending them into a meat grinder.
So this essentially, I guess, dress rehearsal, which is what you all saw, some of the Twitterati was saying that maybe people weren't giving it their all. Were the actors holding back?
Yeah, that's not how dress rehearsals work, though. This wasn't a tech rehearsal where they do just kind of walk through it. This was a full dress rehearsal with a very, very enthusiastic crowd. And, I mean, judge for yourself. This is Brandon Victor Dixon, who played Tom Collins, tearing the roof off the dump with I'll Cover You. I don't think this guy was holding back. And the big one-act closer, La Vie Boheme, was as raucous and as fun as it needs to be, though they cleaned the lyrics up for TV. La Vie Boheme.
As we said, network TV is turning more and more frequently to this live show extravaganza kind of format. What are the lessons learned here?
Lesson one, wear boots with a reinforced ankle, just because theater is a contact sport. There were some technical glitches early on, and the sound mix is always tricky with these things because there is an audience there, and they love it, and they are loud. But you need them, right? Because when they've done this without an audience, they did Peter Pan and Sound of Music, they're done on a big empty soundstage, and it feels like it. They're just dead. There's no energy. There's no life. You need an audience. That's what theater is.
Finally, Glenn, can you talk about the choice of the play itself? I mean, it first appeared on Broadway in 1996. It very much kind of captured that moment. I don't know if it still holds up.
Well, I love this show. I don't always like it, but I love it because these songs just, they get their hooks in you. And it's just so open and earnest and heartfelt and shaggy and sad. It's basically a puppy, this show. And also, you have to remember, this was a cultural phenomenon at the time. This was Hamilton before Hamilton was Hamilton. And one last thing, I think if you break it down, this show is about making art and making connections as acts of resistance, and I can see why that might still resonate today.
Glenn Weldon from the NPR Arts Desk and NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour. Thanks so much, Glenn.
Thank you. What's the time?